headset. Look who's here, Jub.
Yay!
Or do you want to wait till next segment? Are you not contracted to be here?
Aren't the Bird Dogs really? Playing Super Bowl?
Someday.
Really?
I'll laugh, but someday.
Who's laughing?
You
I'd
and
rather.
You and
I'm
you.
Not laughing.
I didn't say
all three
of you laughing.
He's
I'd rather.
A jerk.
Donnie's
he's a
the
jerk.
Only one.
I'd rather.
Thank Donnie's
you.
The only one's not laughing.
I'd rather. Have I ever been to a
Even
show?
Even Blake's laughing. Huh? You went to our first show.
Thank you.
I'd rather have.
Obviously.
I've been to a Bird Dog show.
I'd rather have the
one.
Bird Dogs and Roadside
Whatever.
Couch playing the Super Bowl than this.
That would
then
be
Bruno cool. Mars?
Yeah.
Will this be the worst halftime show ever, George?
No.
That's a lot of bad halftime shows. How about the one in Super Bowl 28?
Anything with Up With People was horrible.
The giant,
well, that, yeah, the country
the giant
music.
Country spectacular at Super Bowl 28. What'd you think of that,
Who was
George?
That? Who was it?
Just a bunch of country people all up there with their banjos and stuff.
Being all country?
28?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 27 is Diana Ross, right?
Yeah.
Or is that 30? I don't know. Yeah, that was 27.
Do you do
yeah,
that Super Bowl trick?
What's that? Every halftime?
Yeah. Will you?
That's way better.
I know some of them.
Can you memorize that by next segment?
Maybe.
All right. Well, Jeb joins us. You know why?
Move your sandwich.
What? Well, why don't you?
Well,
let the dog eat it.
I got a $17 sandwich from the Carnegie Deli.
Yeah? Worth it?
Open face tuna with melted cheese on the top. And Killer's sitting there, and he knocks it over and upside down onto the carpet. So
he wasn't focusing.
So Blake got me this little
I
one.
I put Dan in a trance. It was amazing.
$2
like, we lost him for the entire segment as he just stares longingly at his sandwich. Would you try to
All
focus
All right, Jeb is here.
Protect your sandwich.
Jeb is here because of he's playing a game. Game show Friday.
How about you try to focus?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. All the way.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Things.
Stuff.
Yep.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay, Super Bowl. 2:00.
Yay,
That's where
Super
we are.
Bowl.
It's Friday. Jeb's here. Hey, Jeb.
Dude.
Hey.
Love your hat.
Jeb.
Really? Bad radio.
How you doing, man?
Great.
Doing Inventor great. Of Jeb Jam.
Yep.
This is two straight days where we've had this look out of you. Is this something that...
Are you making a statement?
It's kind of badass.
Yeah.
Thuggish.
It's like skateboard Jeb.
It's kind of like... It's Compton.
Trying to stay warm, Jeb.
It's more Compton, Jeb. You know? I can see that.
T-shirt,
Compton,
hat.
Except all the stuff is stuff he's been given for free.
Yeah, cotton bowl, Jeb Jam
Believe me,
shirt.
I paid a lot for this Jeb Jam shirt.
And then the
hours and hours.
Cotton bowl media day stocking cap. And
very That's a little things. Different.
I like it. I like skateboard Jeb.
Me too.
Hey, honey.
I heard you met Jesse Jackson today.
Yeah, he really took a liking to me. He's like hugging me and tapping me on the knee and...
Oh, getting a little
some
friendly,
people,
huh?
Some people looked at it that he hijacked our conversation with Adrian Peterson, which is probably a pretty accurate description.
Dude, it was great.
It's pretty funny.
He loves Jesse Jackson. That's why he says that.
Yeah,
he's still out in the lobby.
No, it was just funny how...
Do you stub your wallet?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Well, you said he was grabbing your leg and stuff.
Well,
that's what New York pickpocketers do.
Yeah, that's why you got to wear a
That's not what he
pack.
Meant by that, Don.
Did he hand you a phone number?
Racist! No.
There's no way that's racist. That's comedy.
Oh, okay.
It's one or the
that's
other.
Right.
Comedy.
It's comedy. Oh, yeah. No, that's okay. Not a real fight.
Yeah,
it's a funny one.
It's one or the other. You have to pick.
Hey, let's do a game show.
Yeah, game
Jake?
Show.
All right. I'm going to host it. You guys are going to play, okay?
All right.
Okay. For years, these three tanks of testosterone have roamed the cubicle area of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, bursting with braggadocio about their never-ending NFL knowledge.
Wow, he wrote an open.
Today, Jan 31. Is it 31?
Yes.
2014.
Yeah.
Live on Radio Row for hey. Super Bowl 48 in New York, New York. The score will finally be settled for this. Is Super Bowl Jeopardy.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, yes, yes.
First up, he is not the guy in the next cubicle over.
Mm-mm. Very.
But he is the inventor of both the Super Bowl and the popcorn trick, Bob the Sterminator Stern.
Yeah.
Stern.
Yeah.
Stern. Stern.
Me.
Stern.
Me. Favorite in this
Stern.
Game.
Stern.
Player two, we have a man who enjoys hollering when he is indoors.
In the house.
His hobbies include Upper Deckers and Tyler Perry watching parties, the great Donovan.
Yay!
I don't know who told you that.
That's my man, Donnie Dune.
And our third contestant is host of the number one rated morning show in DFW when encoded. He is working on booking CeeLo Green for Jub Jam 2014, George International Chirp Chirp Dunham.
Yay!
George.
Really?
All right.
You guys ready to roll?
Ready.
Play a little Jeopardy fun. We will have, for each category, you have three choices.
Okay.
Tom, you want to keep score or make an intern keep score or something?
Dude, I'd like nothing better.
All right.
Wow.
Tom's already packed his bag for the day. He's ready to go home.
That's...
All right, so the categories are worth 100, 200, and 300. The categories are... For round one here, we have Worthless Trivia,
mm-hmm.
What Else Is On, and Cowboy Up.
Wow, okay.
Jub, as our guest, you go first.
I'll take Cowboy Up for 300.
How do we buzz in?
Oh, you're going 300.
Say your name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess
say
I'm sorry,
name.
For 100. Yeah.
To buzz in, just say your name.
Okay. Yeah, Cowboy Up for 100.
So you got to say Jub. You
okay.
say Sturm, and you're Donnie.
Donnie.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I didn't know.
All right. What did you guess? What?
I said Cowboy Up for 100.
Oh, for 100.
Yeah.
Cowboy Up for 100. Here we go. This cowboy coach was one of two ex-Giant players.
Jub.
Sturm.
Dang it.
Jub.
Who is Tom Landry?
That is correct.
Boom. I'm on the board.
You are.
Let's do a Cowboy Up for 200.
Along with the 49ers, Dallas is the only team to lose the Super Bowl despite doing this.
John. Me? Having an MVP name for the game.
Wrong.
That is incorrect. Only
no.
Chuck Halley did that. He's the only one in the losing Super Bowl in Super Bowl V.
Ooh.
Right. Along with the 49ers.
Oh, along
Dallas
with the 49ers.
Dallas is the only
I didn't hear
team
that.
To lose the Super Bowl despite doing this.
What is lead in rushing?
That's incorrect.
Thanks.
Bob, you want to take a
no.
stab?
Dagnabbit.
You don't get docked points. Why not?
He said lead in rushing. You said what?
I said something stupid.
Super Bowl MVP.
Sturm here. I guess like the turnover advantage, but I'll say turnover advantage.
Wrong. The answer is scoring 30
Dang
points.
Never.
Oh.
They lost the Super Bowl.
35-31 to Pittsburgh in Super Bowl 13.
Jub, you still control the board.
Okay, let's do Worthless Trivia for
Oh,
one.
You don't want to finish Cowboy?
Oh, let's right. finish up Cowboy. Yeah,
well,
so,
don't
sorry.
Pressure him.
Boy,
he,
well, you're right.
You
finish up Cowboy up.
Just do what you want to do.
I'm stupid. He's right. Let's do Cowboy Up.
All right. In Super Bowl VI, Dallas started three future Hall of Fame players.
Jub.
You don't even know the question.
Why are you yelling? You're about 4.5 feet from him.
I know.
Three future Hall of Fame players?
Yeah.
That's the part of the question. God, yeah. I'll go with Roger Staubach. Who is Roger Staubach, Mike Ditka, and Mel Renfro?
No.
Dinkus.
Did you finish the question, sir?
That's all I'm waiting on.
In Super Bowl VI, Dallas started three super future Hall of Fame players, all drafted in 1964. Who are they?
And he said Ditka, Renfro,
yeah. and Staubach.
Staubach. All right. Sturm.
Yeah.
Ditka, Staubach, and Herb Adderley.
No.
Don.
Go ahead.
Ditka, Staubach, and I don't know.
I know.
Harvey Martin.
What's the answer?
Lance Allworth.
The answer is Staubach, Bob Hayes, and Mel Renfro.
I knew that.
Ditka wasn't drafted in 64.
Yeah, he's like 1,000
like
years old.
60.
Moment of silence for Bob Hayes.
Paul in... what?
Really,
all right,
George?
George, you still go.
Really,
you
George?
Have either what else is on or Worthless Trivia.
I saw the board.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. You're the only one that scored so
far. I was too busy pouring one out for Bob Hayes. Worthless Trivia for 100.
All right. This group performed in more halftime shows.
Jub. What is up with people?
That's right. Go ahead.
Worthless trivia for 200.
Joe Buck's fiance used to work for one of these Super Bowl teams as this. Well, I thought you'd know.
I met
this
her the other day. Nah, Junior knows her. I don't.
Bob?
Bronco cheerleader?
That is correct, sir. I
there
forgot you
go,
knew all the. That's one of
your tricks. Cheerleading squads, yeah.
Yeah. All Fox, yeah. All Fox announcers are candy.
The Sea Gals and the Broncos.
Really?
That's not it?
The Broncos.
That's not the name of the team?
Bags.
Really?
All right, what's left?
Really?
You have one
sorry,
left in worthless
sorry,
trivia.
I want your job.
Or you have what else done?
Yeah, they're jerks.
What is it, Dan? I'm sorry.
One more in worthless trivia, or what else is on?
Worthless trivia.
All right. This is for 300. Two other Super Bowls had two animal nicknames going head-to-head. What are they?
Don.
Okay.
Colts Bears.
Yep.
And, fudge. Who did the... What's called it? What? Oh, no, that's not it. Okay, I'll pass. I'm sorry. I got one.
Sturmier.
Yeah.
Colts Bears.
Yeah.
Broncos Falcons.
That is correct.
Wow.
Look at that. That's worthless, right?
That is worthless.
All right, one more category is called What Else Is On?
So I'd say Bears Patriots.
You into that, Bob?
Yes. 100, please.
All right. Animal Planet will air
Jub.
The
Sturm.
Dang it!
Who did?
Jub.
I did. The Puppy Bowl.
Yes, the 10th edition of the Puppy Bowl.
It's great.
Will be watched in my house, by the way.
Me too.
Man, you're...
And I don't have
great.
Kids.
You're killing me on the,
you
on,
are a
on
machine.
The trigger right now.
All right, for
Jub
200...
Jub is so easy to stay up, to say other than Sturm here.
Beth Stern, Howard's wife, will host this show this year.
Jub. The Lingerie Bowl. What is the Lingerie Bowl?
Wrong. We'll host this show this year on the Hallmark Channel. It is being positioned in direct competition with the Puppy Bowl.
Not a clue.
The Kitty Cat Bowl.
Donovan is right.
Whoa!
The
was
Puppy
that
Bowl.
Man.
He totally guessed that out of...
Total guess. No idea.
That's right. The Hallmark Channel will air the Kitten Bowl this year. We're going to have to double record on
man,
two TiVos.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. The last one.
Let's do close this category out. TiVo.
So you think the cats are going to be able to, you're going to have any sort of authority over them and they're going to wait to
I know, it's ridiculous.
Listen to
it?
Orders?
It's ridiculous.
Won't be nearly as good as Puppy.
For 300, during halftime of Super Bowl 26, Fox aired a special episode of this comedy...
Simpsons.
No. Of this comedy show.
Fox, dude.
And I
Don. Think,
yeah.
Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he said Fox. Damn. I didn't think about that.
Boy, they could get
back
sued
in
for that.
Super Bowl 26. Okay, I was Jub.
They tried Seinfeld.
It was. I forgot he said Fox.
This may have started the whole trend of airing something special at halftime.
Yeah.
You want to guess or no?
Because
I will tell you.
What is the Family Guy? That wasn't on yet.
It's Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman, right?
No. And this is very sad for one of us that we have missed this. In Living Color.
Oh, really? At halftime?
In Living Color.
You can do what you want to do.
Tom, do we have a scores or
do
we care?
Yeah, all Bob right. is in the lead with 500. George.
Sturm.
Is, yeah, second with 300.
Sturm.
And Donnie is sucking Sturm. With 200.
Hey, right. I'm in the game.
Right in
I
there.
Have points.
So yeah. That's round.
Shut up. You shut up, Tom.
Pussycat bowls anymore.
Hey, Tom, yeah. Smell my socks.
That is,
they smell delightful.
That's round one. Okay. Bob is working the crowd.
I'm just playing.
And Bob also in
say?
The lead as
the
we boys, start round two.
The boys came by with footballs, and I acted like I was ready to sign one. And one boy started handing me a football.
And she said, it's for football players.
Sturm.
It's Super Bowl Jeopardy live exclusively here on...
Call it a comeback. Sure, I'll sign your ball, kid.
Great, great. Broadcast. Today?
I don't know. 2 minutes.
Okay.
Boy, we're busy.
All right, we're in the middle of Jeopardy. Bob leads. Oh, wow. What a shock, right?
Not over
Super
yet.
Bowl trivia.
Not over yet.
Followed up by the Jubb.
Like the Mavericks. No lead is safe.
Hey, Jubb. You believe that e-brake is legit?
It sounds like it.
Do you feel like we're being duped?
I don't know. What do y'all think?
Do you think Jerry Kramer
almost
was
does sound
laughing at the sound?
Yes, I do think that.
I thought he was laughing at what Norm said.
Feet.
Want to play that real quick before we get back in?
This is what beat Dan versus Daryl Strawberry.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games,
yeah.
Okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said
if on the morning of the Ice Bowl, you just said, he's talking like this, he's pointing at his feet, and I'm sure that Jerry Kramer's staring at Norm, hanging on what he says, and
yeah, I don't think he laughed
was
at
doing
the
old
two.
Man laugh at feet warmer. Feet! Like,
I want to believe that's all legit.
Killer says he left the wireless mic open, though, near Norm.
Isn't that a really convenient oversight by Killer?
Yeah, I don't know
do
if
you believe it,
that.
Blake?
What happened?
Oh.
There we go.
Let's continue. Let's continue with Jeopardy. We have the categories for round two.
What happened?
And Tom, you can make the prices double or something if you want. I mean, come on.
Sweet.
Does it matter?
We're all winning. Jump
the categories are
skateboard jumps here.
Trivial trivia. Cowboy down. And ticket tension. Huh. I wonder what that is. Okay. Trivial trivia, cowboy down, and ticket tension. Who's in last place?
I am.
Donovan, you go first.
How about ticket tension for 100, please?
Really? Okay.
Gee, I wonder what's going to be on this.
He once pretended to be as innocent as Little
Red. Sir.
Double.
I got him. Who is Gordon Keith?
That's right. He once pretended to be as innocent as Little Red Riding Hood.
Don't play Little Red Riding Hood, Gordon.
I mean, nobody did more. Nobody.
Oh, nope.
Officially,
not timing.
And then on the other side.
No. We're at a. That's a totally different drop, Jake.
But I don't play Little Red Riding Hood with me. I don't want to hear it.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods from grandmother's house. I don't want to hear it.
I just like to picture Gordon with the basket.
With the bouncing get up and everything.
Prancing through the woods. What do you mean, Norm? I didn't know
a
I was...
perfect description.
I would make you mad.
It really was.
Little Red Riding Hood with me.
A moment of clarity from Norm.
And then Gordon, what does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
I've changed the way I've done things the last 5 years.
The sliding five-year window.
You just have to ask me off the air, and I'll stop. And then I'll never bring that up on the air that you asked me. Jubb won that one, right?
Yep. Any points?
So we have the categories are Trivial Trivia, Cowboy Down, Ticket Tension.
Let's do Ticket Tension for 200.
All right. This host wants a job where he...
Bob! Young. I think Bob got it.
That's Craig Jr. Miller wants that job.
I'll finish the question.
I wish I could have that job. Well, then watch you work up a fake Campo and maybe you can do it.
This host wants a job where he can do a fake character that does more to demean him than anyone in this town, yet also praise him when he's not in character. And the answer is... Actually, Craig Jr. Miller.
You really think that I was harder on Wade Phillips when I defended him here weekly?
I think I want your job where I can play both sides of it, where I can do the fake Wade and do more to demean him than anybody in this town, and then on the other side do more to praise him. I want that job.
Jeez, okay. Well, I guess work up a Jason Garrett impersonation and you can do it.
Okay.
Where did I get Campbell?
I don't know.
I like the Campos idea.
I'm sorry. Was that funny?
And, all right. Who won that one?
Bob. Bob did.
All right.
Dang, Bob.
You want to close that category or you want to go to a different one?
I do.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. This ticket staffer ran a test for the internet stream over...
Stern. That would be Brett.
No. That's wrong.
Oh, no.
Dang it. Rich Phillips.
I'll finish the question. This ticket.
I thought it was an encoding question.
This ticket staffer ran a test for the internet stream over the number one rated morning show.
Dang it.
The answer is indeed Rich Phillips.
The timing should have handled this at a better time of his.
The timing doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, the interim program director, Craig, should have tried it at a better time for
Rich
him.
Rich is defensive about this.
It's because he knows he made a mistake.
No, it's because I'm trying
himself.
To take care of this
anyway,
station, but the interim
the
program
timing,
director, Craig Miller, doesn't want to do
anything. You were testing something for the stream for a Saturday broadcast, right?
Right. Do you want me to do
during
it
morning
Saturday
drive?
Morning? When do you want me to do it?
Yeah,
well,
do you do it during Wednesday night?
Well, I'm not here Wednesday night. I
well,
am here about.
You need to
well, perhaps I'm about 10 or 11 hours here every day this week, but sorry, I didn't take care
morning
of it.
Morning drive is
a time of your choosing.
Morning drive is an odd time to be testing at, but we're just
well,
telling.
Well, then the interim program director, Craig Miller, should take care of it then.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that one's not
we're
fun.
Telling
that
one, our list.
If,
that
one's if not any fun. Of those are uncomfortable, that would be the one.
Yeah.
It's over.
Stop. Also, games.
And George was just laying back and rubbing his hands as that was happening.
Hey, it's not me.
Not at the end.
I love when it's not me.
I was ducking.
The two categories left. Who won that one? Donovan.
Donnie.
Yeah.
You have
Donnie
Cowboy Down. You have Trivial Trivia.
Cowboy Down for 100.
In this game, Roger Staubach set the Super Bowl record.
What is Super Bowl VI?
No. In this game... Roger Staubach set the Super Bowl record for most fumbles with three.
Sturm. Super Bowl 10.
That's correct. Pulled that one out. Yes, right? 21-17.
I figured you didn't do it in 12 or 6, so I... 13, 10. Anyway, Cowboy Down for two.
Jackie Smith. Famous for dropping an easy touchdown in Super Bowl 13. Played the majority of his career... Bob.
St. Louis.
Yes, the Cardinals.
Kids Bob's running away.
Used to be in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Cardinals did.
Bearing down.
You want to finish that one out?
I do.
The Super Bowl winning coach, former Cowboy assistant, Super Bowl winning coach, who played in the NFL as a strike replacement player.
Oh,
Don.
Who is Sean Payton?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Nice, Donnie.
Who knew that? I didn't.
I've forgotten all about that.
Good all job. Right, one category left, Donovan. It's Trivial Trivia.
100, please.
The youngest Super Bowl-winning starting quarterback, and give his nickname just for fun.
Youngest winning quarterback.
And give his nickname.
The nickname thing is totally an extra thing you don't really need.
Don.
All right.
Who is Troy Aikman?
Wrong.
Okay.
No.
Anyone want to steal this? Did you just say it? Oh. I thought I heard him say it.
Jub.
Go ahead.
Who's Joe Flacco?
No.
Sturm, yeah. Tom Brady, but
no,
that doesn't sound like he has a good nickname.
I'll just give you the nickname. Rapeless Burger.
Oh, damn.
Younger than Brady, huh?
Wow.
Dang it.
Who's in charge? Donovan.
I am. 200, please.
The only team to lose the Super Bowl in four different decades.
Sturm? That would be the Vikings. No.
Don.
It's not.
Yeah.
Broncos.
No. There's only one guy left here. Want to guess?
Lose the Super Bowl in four decades.
It. Dang it. Start. Start again.
Hang on. Joe?
No, you're up.
The Washington Redskins.
Nope.
No, who is it?
Raiders.
No.
Right? 60s.
60s, 70s. They didn't lose in the 70s.
Oh. 80s, aughts.
It is the Patriots.
Wow.
80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Aughts and then... Whatever,
I thought the Raiders would have been for.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
Last one. Last one.
All right. The first player to say, I'm going to Disney World.
Was Phil Sims.
That's right.
Yep, way to pull that out.
Boom.
To first player to say, I'm going to Disney World after winning the Super Bowl. Huh, Phil Sims sold out. Huh.
I'm on outside to Disney World, and I'm going to go inside to
And the scores right now, rides. Tom, are, let's wrap up the scores, and then we have Final Jeopardy right here. Right here on the ticket, very quick.
Our loser is our guest, Georgie.
Well, we're not done
not
yet.
Over
we
yet.
Have
yeah.
one question
not
yet.
Not over yet.
One question left.
Stupid Donovan Tom. Is second, 800, and then Bob is going into the lead here, 1,000
Bob,
points.
Bob said he better question. Win. So we had to skew it towards...
If I don't win, I pout the rest of the day.
We're losing. Yeah.
All right, so let's go with a little Final Jeopardy. Here it is, boys. Oh, do you want to give your... Does it matter what the prices are, Donovan?
No, everyone. Everything.
You have to bet all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Final Jeopardy is this. The only Super Bowl head coach to play in the NBA... The only Super Bowl head coach to play in the NBA. Do you know this, Mike? That's surprising.
He actually played in the NBA.
Parcells is pretty good.
It is Parcells. Who guessed?
Not Super Bowl winning coach, but just Super Bowl coach, right?
To play all it says here NBA? Is the only Super Bowl head coach
this. I think I know
to
this.
To play in the NBA. We
Tomlin.
Go from... Who'd you say?
Tomlin.
No, it was Coughlin. Actually backed up Mark Price in the 80s.
I have no idea.
All right, we'll go worst to first, right? That's how we do this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jubb, I don't think you're worst.
I know,
not
it's
in
okay.
my heart, but it's just on the scorecard. Your guess is? He wrote?
Bud Grant.
Who is Bud Grant is? Correct.
Boom.
He actually was on a team that won two titles. He has two NBA titles.
Yes, well,
I didn't know that.
But zero NFL titles.
Bud and Dan but. Grant.
All right, you're changing your answer, aren't you? Donovan's writing now. What did you write?
I wrote Lovey Smith, a.k.a. Bud Grant. All right, yeah.
Lovey Smith.
Ding.
That's the most racist answer I've ever seen given.
It is.
All right. So Donovan has zero. Bob wrote, where are we?
It's at the top there. It's very difficult to...
All right. The Sterminator knew Bud Grant.
We all got
that?
It right.
Everybody
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah. everybody. We all got it right.
We all got tied for first place.
Well, the winner...
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Donovan got zero. He's not tied for
Dude,
first place.
Dude, Lovey Smith, a.k.a. Zero. Bud Grant. That's what we call him.
Jubb didn't have nearly enough points.
Why
so...
would you think Lovey Smith played in the NBA?
So, as usual... The winner of this year's Super Bowl trivia and still champion.
He has handles.
Stern.
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 Bob.
Stern.
Stern.
Bob.
Stern.
Stern. Bob. Bob.
Stern.
The greatest Bob. Bob.
The Super Bowl hypothetical segment with Jubb is next.
I think I want your job where I can play both sides. George DiGiani.